August 9, 1927, how creation and redemption are divine territories given to creatures. The love of Jesus in making her sleep. How light and heat are inseparable from each other. I was following the divine will and its acts, and my beloved Jesus followed me with his gaze to see whether I would visit all of his works. And he told me, "My daughter, I am watching to see whether you visit all my territories. You must know that creation is a territory of mine. Redemption is added territories. Even more, my childhood, my tears and baby wailings, my prayers, my works, my steps, my hidden and public life, are as many apartments of mine which I formed within my territories. There's not one thing I did and pain I suffered, which I did not use to expand the boundaries of the divine territories in order to give them to creatures. Now, every day I look at whether at least the little daughter of my will visits all my territories and enters each of my apartments. And when I see you begin your round to visit the sun, the stars, the heavens, the sea and all created things, I feel that my territories, which with so much love I formed and gave to creatures, are not abandoned. There is at least one who visits them, and if she visits them, it means that she loves them and has accepted the gift. And I anxiously wait for you to continue your visits in Bethlehem, the place in which I was born, and visit my tears, my pains, my steps, my works, the miracles I performed, the sacraments I instituted, my passion, my cross, in sum, everything. And I make you aware, if anything escapes you, that you make your little visit, be it even in passing. And, oh, how content I am that my apartments are all being visited. My daughter, what a sorrow it is to give and not to be recognized, to give and have no one who takes the good one wants to give. And do you know what I do? When I see you, all by yourself, going around throughout all my territories and visiting my apartments, I give you all the goods which are in them, in such a way that, what I should give to others, I centralize in you. So, I give you everything and you give me everything. In fact, in order to be able to give everything to the soul, I must find everything in her, and in order for her to be able to give me everything, she must possess everything. One who has everything, has the capacity of being able to give me everything and to receive everything. Afterwards, I was feeling such profound sleepiness as to be unable even to write, and I thought to myself, "We this sleepiness, when vigil has almost always been nature in me?" And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, just as a doctor makes the poor patient who is to undergo surgery fall asleep, so as not to let him feel all the harshness of the pain of the cuts he has to make on the poor infirm one, in the same way, I, celestial doctor, who loves you so much, in order not to let you feel the continuous press of my privation, its repeated blows, the harshness of its painful cuts, make you fall asleep, so that, in breaking your martyrdom, sleep may give you a little bit of respite from a pain so intense. But while you sleep, your Jesus sustains you in his arms, and I continue my work in your soul. And not only this, but I make you sleep because my justice, too irritated by the offenses of creatures, may do its course in striking the creatures, and, by sleeping, you may not only leave it free in its course, but may be spared the sorrow of seeing its just blows over the ungrateful world. Oh, if you could see how your Jesus embraces you delicately so as not to let you feel the touch of my embraces. How I kiss you so very softly, that you may not feel the touch of my lips. How I keep repeating, so very quietly, my poor daughter, what a hard martyrdom you are in, so that the sound of my voice may not wake you up. And how, without clamor of voices and motions, I continue the work of the kingdom of my divine fiat in your soul, you would not say any more that I no longer love you as before. On the contrary, you would say to me, "Oh, how so very much does Jesus love me. And if he makes me fall asleep, it is so that I may not suffer more." After this, I was following the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, in order to form a greater light, it takes more heat. Light and heat are inseparable from each other. If there is light, there must be heat, because the nature of light is heat, and the nature of heat is light. However, if one wants great light, it takes much heat. They are both equal forces, and together they form their life. Now, one who does my will and lives in it receives the life of light and of heat from her Creator. And as the soul thinks about my divine will, she forms the heat. As she speaks about it, she adds more heat. As she operates in order to fulfill it, she doubles the heat. As she walks on its ways, she multiplies the heat, and the light becomes brighter, stronger, and extends and expands more. So, there is not one part of her being which does not spread rays of vivifying light. More so, since she possesses the source of the life of light, which is my supreme fiat. From this you will be able to comprehend how creatures possess as much light and heat for as much contact as they have with my will and for as much as they try to fulfill it in their actions. And if it is not so, even if one sees them doing good, it is a good without life, without light and without heat. It is superficial virtues which form a painted light and heat, and which, when touched, are found cold and without the good of the vivifying light that gives life. And many times the works without my divine will, on the occasions, reveal how they were nourished by passions and vices which were colored by that apparent good. Then he kept silent, and I tried to abandon all of myself in his will in order to follow it. And my highest good, Jesus, continued saying, my daughter, in creating man, our divinity bound him completely to us. So, his memory, intellect and will were bonds of union. His eyes, mouth, hearing, heart, hands and feet, were bonds. And if the creature lives in my will, as she places each of these bonds in attitude, she receives the attitude of the divine life. So, she is formed and develops like a little plant which, while possessing the fecundity of its earth, full of vital humors, watered with pure and abundant water, is all exposed to the beneficial rays of the sun, receiving its continuous life. Oh! How well it grows, how enjoyable are its fruits, how sought for, loved and appreciated. In the same way, the soul, by receiving the continuous life of God by means of all these bonds which, more than solar rays, communicate themselves over each part of her being, is preserved as fecund earth, full of vital and divine humors which, more than blood, flow within her. How well she grows, she is the beloved, the one who is sought for by heaven and earth. Her life, her works, her words, more than fruits, are enjoyable for all. God Himself takes pleasure in enjoying fruits so precious. Therefore, how can you fear that I may leave you if you are bound to me with so many bonds, from which you receive continuous life?